On Monday, Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to announce plans to seek a third term in the U.S. Senate. Sanders says he also intends to actively campaign this summer and fall for a number of Democratic candidates across the country. Sanders says it's part of his effort to transform the National Democratic Party into a more progressive organization. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Sanders says he still has many things to accomplish in the U.S. Senate, and his planned announcement on Monday concerning his political future, quote, will not come as a great surprise to anybody in the state of Vermont. He says he's very proud to have represented Vermont for two terms in the U.S. Senate, and he wants to continue to serve in the Senate as a way to counter the policies of President Trump.
I happen to believe, and I think Vermonters have heard me say this for a while, that we are at a pivotal moment in American history. We have an administration that in an awful and unprecedented way is trying to divide us up.
Sanders is also the Communications Outreach Director for the Senate Democrats. And in that capacity, he plans to actively campaign this year for a number of Democrats across the country who support his progressive agenda.
I think the future of this country, really, to a significant degree, has a lot to do with what happens in 2018. So I have been and will be involved in that.
In the last few weeks, a number of Democrats who are eyeing the 2020 presidential election have endorsed many of Sanders' domestic priorities. These include proposals to ensure universal access to health care, raise the minimum wage, provide free college tuition, and implement a massive public works initiative.
Yeah, I think it is fair to say that from a ideological point of view of what the Democratic Party should stand for, we have kind of won that debate.
Sanders enters his re-election campaign in very strong financial shape. According to the Federal Elections Committee, he has almost $7 million in his campaign account. One Republican has filed petitions to run against Sanders. It's Jasdeep Panu of Essex. Several independent candidates have also indicated they plan to seek Sanders' Senate seat in November. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.